The most distinctive feature of this residence is the plethora of books. These books were mostly collected by Hoosier from Hong Kong, the U.S., and Taiwan. Because he left China so hurriedly in 1949 due to the communist victory, he only brought several books from his original 102-box collection of books and documents. The books we see now were virtually all collected after he fled China. Hoosier rebuilt his collection here because, after all, he was a scholar at heart, and he wanted to finish his incomplete works. This is the dining room, and even the chandelier has not changed. Besides the meals that took place here, the dining room was a significant setting of Hoosier's research and social interactions. One might wonder what this tiny dining room had to do with research and interactions. In fact, Hoosier did most of his research in here, rather than his study, because his study's dim lighting and lattice windows had a jail-like feel. 50 years ago, the Academia Sinica campus had only a few low-rise buildings, so Hoosier would have had a beautiful view of Nankong scenery from this spot in the dining room here. Studying and writing here was a serene and pleasant occupation for him. As for social interactions, Hoosier would invite supervisors from various institutes of the Academia Sinica to dine with him. He said that his most important duty as president of the Academia Sinica was to solve everyone's problems, so meal times were his casual way of providing consultation. Therefore, we can safely say that the dinner table was the representative platform for his activities in his later years. Hoosier's greatest hope in his later years was to finish his works, but unfortunately, he did not reach that goal due to the socializing that his job demanded and his own ill health. Fortunately, he was a very methodical reader who annotated and tucked notes in key parts of books. Today, we can see on the bookshelves his little slips of paper in between the pages. Hoosier Memorial Hall has already digitized these resources, including his notes. Through these materials, we have a glimpse into the body of Hoosier's thought during his later years, making up somewhat for the regret of his unfinished works.